I'm Jonathan Overby with this week's edition of the Odyssey series. When it comes to Aboriginal Indigenous culture, music and dance are created as a pathway to drawing the listener and the viewer into a place where one's consciousness and the unseen laws and the patterns of energy in nature are aligned. Just how important is music in Australian Indigenous Aboriginal culture? Well, along with dance, music is an integral part of everyday life, serving as a cornerstone for essential events featuring stories like those about the travel of Aboriginal people across the desert, sustained with traditional spiritual and sacred music. Additionally, they would sing songs in a specific order that helped them navigate long distances as they traversed the less than friendly conditions of desert life. There are three critical Indigenous Australian Aboriginal instruments to consider: the bull roarer, the gum leaf, and the didgeridoo. The most well-known of the trio, modestly constructed, tubular-shaped, crafted from eucalyptus trees, negotiated somewhat like a trumpet, and not particularly easy to play, which I can personally affirm. Traditionally, the didgeridoo used to reimagine sounds of nature, like the wind and animals, is over 1,500 years old and considered by some to be the oldest wind instrument in the entire world. Now, this idea discounts those early wind instruments humans crafted from bird bones, as well as the famous Neanderthal flute found in Slovenia, thought to date back 50,000 years ago. Nonetheless, the didgeridoo used today to accompany songs and chants does appear on ancient Aboriginal art paintings in caves and shelters dating back 40,000 years ago. The other two key instruments, the bull roarer and the gum leaf, which is held against the lips and air blown to create a vibrating, buzzing sound. The bull roarer is made of wood, with a long string tied around it and swung in the air in a circle to produce a throbbing, relatively low-pitched, energetic sound. In tandem, the instruments are used in ceremonies that some believe represent the sound of the rainbow serpent, highly valued in societal life as an immortal being, a creator god in Aboriginal mythology. The instruments, songs, and dances are fundamental to Aboriginal ceremonies known as corroborees, private, tribal, sacred, and non-sacred events that recall the mythical history of Aboriginal tribal life, rendered after dark for children, women, and the men of various tribes. In modern times, the array of tribal, ambient, and folk music by Australia's Aboriginal music makers offers just a modest glimpse of the world of tribal life, tribal rituals, chants, and dance that celebrate communal life, love of the land, and the ill-gotten loss of their land. Aboriginal musicians who've had the opportunity to travel the globe sharing their music have helped shed light on the authenticity of Australian Aboriginal music. Additionally, with their music in hand, they've found a welcoming home in other genres of more modern, popular music. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.